This week, President Biden directed his intelligence agencies to take another look at whether the coronavirus escaped from a lab in China. As NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, many in the scientific community still think the virus probably came from nature, but they do welcome the investigation.
Biden announced he was ordering a 90-day review of the intelligence around the origins of the coronavirus, including whether it was the result of a laboratory accident. For many, the announcement felt like a big change, putting what had been a conspiracy theory about the virus's origins back on the table. But Robert Gary, a microbiologist at Tulane University who has analyzed the genome of the coronavirus, says despite this week's announcement, he still thinks there's a good chance it came from the wild.
Nothing's really, you know, tipped me or made me flip-flop or anything like that about it. I mean, I'm more convinced than ever that, you know, this is a natural virus.
Ebola, HIV, influenza all come from nature. For this new coronavirus, most of the first reported cases were in wet markets in the Chinese city of Wuhan. Wet markets played a major role in the case of the original SARS virus, which began spreading in the early 2000s. Back then, the virus was traced quickly.
People got lucky. They were able to identify, you know, the restaurants that the first cases ate at and then go back to the wildlife farms where, you know, they had bought the civets, as it turns out.
Those civets have been infected by bats carrying the virus. The fact that nobody's pinpointed the source for this new coronavirus isn't particularly unusual, he says. It could take years to figure out, but he thinks it's out there.
It's just a matter of time, I think, before we find, you know, the progenitor in a bat or some other species.
Ian Lipkin is another researcher who's taken a hard look at the genetics of this virus. Lipkin's at Columbia University. He says that there's no evidence for human manipulation. In fact, the way this virus infects people is so quirky, he thinks it couldn't have been made in a lab.
We would not have known how to design this virus, even if he'd wanted to do so. And when I say we, I really do mean the scientific community, whether we're talking about scientists in the U.S. or Europe or in China, for that matter.
But, he adds, it's still possible that a scientist in China could have collected the coronavirus in nature.
It's possible that the virus was brought into a laboratory, that it was grown inside of a cell line, that somebody became infected and left the laboratory, inadvertently carried the virus with them.
The laboratory in question, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, has collected viruses in the field, and they published some of the genetic sequences. So far, none have matched SARS-CoV-2. Alina Chan is a geneticist at MIT. She says there's not enough evidence to know where the virus came from.
Both scenarios are still on the table.
She's been pushing for a more thorough consideration of the lab accident theory. Former President Trump frequently raised the possibility of a lab leak, and Chan says that made it tough for scientists to impartially discuss the idea. She hopes Biden's announcement will change the tone of the conversation.
I think it opens the door for other scientists to weigh in without being called like a conspiracy theorist.
I mean, were members of the scientific community calling you a conspiracy theorist for saying this?
Yeah. Lots of them. I was compared to like insurrectionists and QAnon.
In the end, all three scientists agree that the available evidence is not conclusive and all welcome the intelligence community's investigation. Chan says the question of where this virus came from needs to be answered.
Our lives depend on finding out how this virus got started so that we can prevent another one from getting started in 5 to 10 years from now.
Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.